The mid-sized corporate market is an overlooked part of the South African economy and is not particularly well serviced by the banking sector, or is it? We're going to find out in a minute. This is, in fact, the engine of the South African economy. It's where jobs are created. These are businesses that scale fast and are deeply rooted in the communities where they operate, and given sufficient oxygen, this will power economic growth. Nedbank Mid Corporate is targeting this segment of the market, and it starts with a deep understanding of what these businesses need and what they are. Joining us now is Herman de Kock, Executive for Mid Corporate at Nedbank. Hi, Herman. Thanks for your time. Let's start off with an explanation of what is the mid-corporate sector. How do you define it?
Kieran, thank you, and good to have this conversation. I think let's first start with the definition of mid-corporate, because there's very different views and nuances. But Nedbank Mid-Corporate defined this client group as established, family-owned, privately-owned enterprises with a, as you've mentioned, strong growth track record, mature balance sheet, different gearing levels, but just from a size perspective, mostly around 800 million turnover and higher, and the turnover can go into the billions. These are entities mostly non-listed, and as mentioned, it started with a family dream, family ownership, and grew from there, at some point got institutional shielding into it, or private ultra high net worth individual shielding. And as they have a very strong growth thesis. And that is how Nedbank Mid Corporate define this market. I think what's important through extensive research that we did, engaging with clients that fit this definition, whether they bank with us or not, we really endeavored to get a deep understanding. And the voice from the Nedbank mid-corporate segment was that they are not a conventional business banking client, nor are they a corporate investment banking client. They have specific needs with a very strong entrepreneurial flair. Hence, the message that they expressed to us was that actually, based on their needs, they should not be approached through the conventional corporate investment banking or business banking paradigms, which is happening currently, and that's why they are not necessarily serviced properly.
Right, let's get into that in a minute. I just want to find out a bit more about the mid-corporate market segment and its importance to the South African economy. And I did make the claim at the beginning that it's poorly serviced, and I think you've just corroborated that. Why is that the case?
I think, first of all, the approach that one need to take with the mid-corporate market segment is to really understand what they need, but also to appreciate that they are sophisticated, established businesses. They know their segment. They know the sector in which they operate. They know their business. It has come through generations. In some cases, if it's still family-owned, family-managed, we talk about third generation, in the even fourth generation family businesses. And the important point here is to understand that, but to also appreciate the very strong entrepreneurial flair that they have, and therefore to bring a banking operating model, or as we would define it, your client value proposition and your value delivery system. In other words, the channel through which you provide services and solutions to them that is made for them. We say Nedbank Mid Corporate, we've made Mid Corporate for you. Now, what do I mean by that? It means that we acknowledge the strong entrepreneurial flair, the very strong growth thesis that they have, and we bring the necessary advisory and credit skills and transactional skills to this client to unlock growth for them. The advisory is corporate advisory, bring the skill set that enable them and help them to structure their balance sheet in such a way that it unlocks growth, but also bring the corporate advisory in to look at them holistically, whether it is working capital financing, whether it is CapEx, further expansion financing, whether it is a private equity component that needs to come in. It all differs. But what is very important is a dedicated credit paradigm that only look at their request and look at their request with a lens of we want to bring a long-term view in and walk road with you to unlock the growth and achieve your aspirations.
You're probably aware that a lot of fintechs have entered the space, you know, the private credit market, and they seem to be addressing some of the challenges, particularly in this mid-corporate market. We hear complaints about companies having to go through laborious credit approval processes. Have you solved that?
We endeavored to solve that, and what we've done is exactly that, a dedicated credit structure. Every banker in the mid-corporate space has a senior credit manager working with them and only with them. So this banker and their senior credit manager and credit analyst, they only look at this group of mid-corporate clients in that portfolio. They build that institutional memory and that continuity. But then also very important is we have a dedicated credit committee that only open on mid-corporate credit applications. In other words, you do not have a credit committee where 8 out of the 10 applications on the agenda for the day are your conventional business banking, and the thinking is convoluted when you start to open on the mid-corporate applications, which need a much more investment banking type paradigm when you open on the credit. And that, with obviously adjusted mandates to have faster turnaround times, we got real good feedback from the market that our turnaround times are acceptable.
And give us some idea how quick those turnaround times are?
Depends on the complexity of the credit case. But if I look at one of the acquisitions, in other words, one of the clients that wanted to move to Nedbank from another bank, we managed to, within a month, come up with a credit solution. And this is from the needs identified right through to approval and actually get to the payout. Now, that in for clients of this size and the complexity that goes with this is, I think, very fast turnaround times. A client that is embedded with us and the agility that we then have in understanding their growth needs, in many cases, it can be within a number of days a turnaround time on the request.
A lot of these businesses we've been talking about in the mid-corporate, family-owned, bootstrapped themselves. They survived, I guess, with very little debt in the early days. Now they're getting into a bit of a growth crunch where they need capital for expansion. They maybe need asset finance. They need working capital, whatever it is. But they're running into a number of different challenges that come with scaling, with size, one of them being regulation, another one being capital. And how do you assist in that? You've got an advisory unit. You mentioned that. So what kind of advice do these businesses typically need?
I think, first of all, let's talk about the capital side. In other words, the capital to be used for the growth that they need. And what's very important here is to acknowledge the need for growth, but not all the growth can be solved through senior debt. And it's very important to, based on the business case of that growth thesis, understand what is sustainable from a senior debt point of view, but then also what are the other means of funding the required growth. And that can be through MES financing, which is, shall we describe it as a more patient capital as a solution or a more patient debt solution. One can look at private equity and also equity funding. And there's also private credit. You mentioned earlier the private credit market, which are all instruments that through the advisory that we bring in, we look at what is the optimal structuring of the debt on the balance sheet that can unlock the growth and achieve that. But I think then also it's from the advisory point of view, it also brings in the lens from the banking perspective, where we often see the buy side and sell side of entities that want to grow through acquisition, that we can identify potential targets, or then we can identify buyers of a asset that a client want to sell and rather use that capital for different growth. Regulatory, you touched on that, and I think, you know, as entities grow and grow beyond the domestic market and want to expand across border, where there's a lot of regulatory coming in from an exchange control perspective, different sovereignties they want to export to. It's important to assist our clients in growing into that scale. Another aspect that is also very top of mind now is ESG. And that is another regulatory component and dynamic that really put a lot of strain on enterprises, not only from a cost perspective, but also from a knowledge perspective and what to do. And what we do through Nedbank mid-corporate and then broader Nedbank commercial is that we partner with key players in the market, for instance, Six Capitals, that bring in that perspective the advisory component in from ESG.
Now, I imagine these companies we're talking about, they cover a wide range of sectors. Presumably, there's technology, manufacturing, retail, agriculture. Do you have expertise in-house to satisfy those particular needs?
It's very important that we bring deep industry expertise to our client base. We have deep expertise in agriculture, both primary and secondary, manufacturing, professional services, retail services, and within retail services, we would include franchising, et cetera. In many cases, that's where the family-owned entities grew up into, or then from manufacturing. So very shortly, industry expertise is critical, and we invest in deepening our knowledge in industries and in the banking solutions that we bring with that.
Finally, Herman, tell us a bit about yourself. Where did you start your career in banking? How long have you been with Nedbank? Give us the background there.
Yeah, one can almost say that I grew up in Nedbank. I started my career very early in the research and consulting in IT and banking in Africa and South Africa markets. And from there, moved to Nedbank, and this is now 23 years later, and came through the ranks in a Nedbank. 18 of my 23 years were in Nedbank, business banking and commercial banking, and had the opportunity to spend most of my career in this very exciting and very adventurous part of our economy.
We're going to leave it there. That was Herman de Kock, executive for mid-corporate at Nedbank. Thanks very much for joining us, Herman.
Thank you.